shuffling through all the news and new videos we have from Saturday. And let me clear about something. We're not going to forget about what happened Saturday. That is still the biggest news story. Now, I know there's an RNC going on, and I got a couple of clips from J.D. Vance, and we'll talk about some of the stuff we saw there yesterday. But let's just be clear. The vice presidency pick is a big story, and probably maybe a week or two we'll get back to, is Joe Biden dropping out? But who spoke last night at the RNC or what happened is not a big story. The big story is still the assassination attempt on Donald Trump on Saturday. That's still the big story. We're not going to forget about it. We're not going to move on. We're going to continue looking for answers. We're going to continue to hold Secret Service's feet to the fire on this as the excuses that they're giving the American people for the security failure are so ridiculous. It's almost unbelievable. And now this latest bullcrap of, oh, Iran wants to assassinate President Trump. It's Iran. Iran's doing it. I mean, I don't know if there's ever been more obvious Israel propaganda in my life than that bullcrap. Now, maybe I'm not saying that there's not some element of truth, but oh, yeah. Oh, after this story, which supposedly some cooked out lone wolf gunman tries to kill President Trump after the left has been saying he's the biggest danger to you in the history of the world. Oh, it's Iran. Iran wants to do it. Yes, Iran. I'm sure that's not Israel propaganda. No. So we're not going to be distracted by that either. So we're going to look at a couple new videos and a couple new angles. I'm going to open up the phone lines, as I said at the close of yesterday's show, because we had some people on the line that were eyewitnesses that were there at the rally on Saturday that we didn't have time to get to. So I'm going to open up the lines again for them. We're going to be joined by former Navy SEAL and security expert Craig Sawyer in the second hour to get his opinion on all this. I mean, I may just even open up the microphones for the crew because, you know, they've got some thoughts and opinions and we were kind of going back and forth. The new video that we have, though, that I'm going to show that I hadn't seen before, there's a couple new videos. One, I think, is the most significant. The others just, again, just show the absolute security failure of Saturday. But the one shows, to me, what we reported yesterday was, as far as I can tell, the evidence is still single shooter. Unless there was a second shooter that was somehow on the exact same line as the guy on the roof, then I don't really see any evidence of a second shooter yet that would convince me. And I think that there's reason to doubt, and this isn't me insulting the callers that were there that think there might have been two shooters. There are other explanations that could lead to anomalies in sound. Somebody could have been throwing firecrackers. Maybe that was intentionally to draw people off. I'm just saying the things that are conclusive that are conclusive to me that lead me to the conclusions I'm reaching. But we'll hear from others today as well, and we'll look at some of these new videos. Now, there is some other news breaking, but again, Saturday is still the big story to me. An attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Still the big story. We're not moving on. And it's sad that the RNC is serving as the perfect distraction. And I mean, I get it. It was scheduled months ago. I mean, it's not like it's intentional. But it's sad that the RNC is serving as the perfect distraction because it's almost like they should have postponed it and just started emergency hearings into Secret Service yesterday. I know that's not possible, but I mean, really, that's what needs to be going on.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
So the two big developments since we left you yesterday evening, some new videos surfacing, which to me just confirm that, yes, it was the shooter on the roof of that building trying to kill Donald Trump. As another video shows where the bullets ended up, not just the ones that hit the first stands that the shooter had to go over, but then the stands behind the president as well, where other people were hit by strays and where the hydraulic system leaked hydraulic fluid that dropped the speakers. And so it all adds up based off the map, and I'm looking at all this, so we're going to get to that. But the Secret Service should have been called for hearings immediately. Kim Cheadle should not be doing, for the most part, fluff interviews, but she did a TV interview. She should be resigning. She should be fired. She should be called for emergency hearings in regards to this blatant security failure. Instead, she gets a fluff interview, and she makes the most ridiculous excuses for this failure of security that you've ever heard. Now, maybe incompetence is a factor in all of this, but you know what? It's hard to believe that incompetence is what led to all of these things happening. Incompetence might have been cooked into the overall formula, but I don't think that's all that happened here. I think there were definitely other elements at play. And when you consider all the different things that led to this guy getting onto the roof and firing off the shots, incompetence is just not an acceptable excuse. And it's almost impossible to believe that that was the only factor at play. So why are they saying no one was on the roof? Because, Kim Cheadle says, who's still the head of Secret Service somehow, because the roof was sloped and it would be dangerous to have agents on a sloped roof. This is so stunningly ludicrous that she should resign or be fired just for saying it. She would be better off saying, I have no clue what happened, than to make up something as ridiculous as that. The two snipers that there are hundreds of photos of, the one eventual sniper that took out the shooter, are on sloped roofs. And in fact, they have a higher angled slope than the roof that the said shooter was on. So you can just ball that up and throw it in the garbage upon receipt. That's how ridiculous that excuse is from Kim Cheadle. You didn't think she could look worse than she already does? Then she went and said that garbage. Now, for clarification, because there was little confusion, Trump had a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania at that farm in 2016 when they had protection on that roof. The 2020 rally was at the airport. So just wanted to clear up any confusion on that. So they had an event there. It was in 2016, different secret security head, and they did have protection on that roof. This time around, they did not. Secret Service has because of a slope. But as you can see, that's complete and utter garbage that it's because of a slope. And as more information comes out, you have to wonder. Trump rally gunman spotted by law enforcement nearly 30 minutes before shots fired. It's also being reported they may have known about this guy as a suspicious individual hours before the first shots were fired. And they knew there was a suspicious individual on the scene. They lost track of him. Apparently he was hiding in some building, so they lost track of him, so they gave up. They just gave up, let Trump take the stage. And then Trump shows up. He emerges from the building, sets up his ladder, climbs the building. We know that it was at least 2 minutes of warning that Secret Service and police had. At least 2 minutes from when he decided to scale the roof. But it looks like it was 30 minutes even before that. So this begs a couple other questions that we'll probably never get. By the way, where has a follow-up press conference been scheduled for? Is that ever going to happen? Or are they just going to go silent and hope we're all distracted by the RNC? Why hasn't there been multiple press conferences? Why do we still have so many questions? How did he know, how did the shooter know when Trump showed up? I think that's a fair question to ask. Was he in communication with anybody? It would appear there were really no way for there would be no way for him to have eyes on the situation. Because if he did, if he was monitoring the situation with his own eyes, then there's no way Secret Service or local police would have lost him. So if he's hiding in a building, how could he possibly have eyes on when the president shows up? Was he in communication with somebody? Did somebody let him know when the president showed up? I think that's a fair question to ask. How did he know? How did he know when the president showed up? And if you go upon, okay, well, maybe he was going off of crowd noise. Maybe he went off of first time he heard Trump's voice. That could be possible. Well, still, in that case, Secret Service would have about 5 to 10 minutes of warning of when this guy emerged again. Now, do you really think he acted alone? They're saying that he had explosive devices in his car. They're saying that he had a remote detonator on his person. The car was parked near the rally. He also had bomb-making materials at home. Where apparently he lived with his parents, but I guess that's in question again. Why did he have explosives? Why would he have a remote detonator? Where's the press conference? Where is the FBI? Where is the Secret Service? Where is anybody explaining any of this to anybody? And then we get, oh, Iran had a plan to assassinate the Trump. Oh, Iran. I see. The 20-year-old white boy was working with Iran. Yeah. Thank you for that. What a joke that is. I think we can pretty much just discount that as Israel propaganda right out of the gates. Not to say Iran might not be a threat. Not to say Iran might not want President Trump dead. But please. Oh. You're going to release to us now that it was a threat from Iran, which is actually even more embarrassing for the Secret Service because apparently this threat was reported to Secret Service over a week ago and that they were supposed to ramp up security in response to this threat. And then somehow we had less security. I think you can just count that up as pure propaganda, pure timing. Now, James O'Keefe is reporting that whistleblowers have reached out to him. He's also encouraged anyone else with knowledge here to reach out to him and shared his number on his X account. I do suspect there will be whistleblowers on this. Even if the story is essentially a stand down, which is where it is all leading right now, that it was a stand down. I mean, they can make the excuse of incompetence all day long. Well, you still stood down. You clearly stood down. You clearly had a lack of security there, and you stood down when you knew there was a suspicious individual, and nobody moved on the target when they had at least 5 minutes of warning, at least 2 minutes of warning, knowing he was a potential shooter. You stood down. There needs to be an explanation. Whistleblowers will be coming forward, I suspect. So the whole thing is absolutely crazy. Now, there's a couple new videos, one that I believe is significant. Oh, by the way, this just happened outside of the convention. Police shoot man armed with knives dead near Republican National Convention. Columbus police officer shoots and kills man near RNC site in Milwaukee. Details are limited, as this just happened a few hours ago. So, there's another video, and videos keep emerging every day. And so many people were there recording with their phones. It sometimes takes a while for all these things to be compiled or people to upload them, whatever else, or find them. Here's, while the first shots were going off, the one that grazed Trump's ear, here's the other side of the setup. So not the side that we were covering yesterday, which would be if you're facing the stage to the left, but now to the right, where the lift holding the speakers got shot, where the hydraulic fluid blew up and the thing fell down. Here's another angle where it looks like this is where the first shots actually ended up, including a couple people being hit, the rails of the bleachers being hit. Guys, do we have this one ready to go in clip 19? So here's that in clip 19.
Something that said, take a look what happened. Something that said, take a look what happened. What happened? Take a look what happened. If you want to really see something that said, take a look what happened.
What you know?
Okay, so there you go. So a couple bystanders were hit by the first shots, and it would make sense since the bullet didn't stop with Trump. It goes through to these bleachers. But as you can see, if you guys just put the B-roll on screen again and without the audio, as we revisit the map here. As you can see, it looks like it still comes from the same spot. Now, you can get into different angles, and you can get into how each one of these bullets traveled, but it all looks like from the videos we reviewed yesterday, and now this video today, that it's all coming from the same spot. And that's why the person in the first bleachers were hit. That's why the person in the second bleachers were hit. And the ones that missed Trump went through and hit the second bleachers. So, you could really hyperanalyze this stuff. And probably that's what will have to be done here, because nobody's going to trust what the FBI or the Secret Service says at this point anyway. But as you can see, that was a nice shot that you guys had up on the other side too. If you rewind that a second ago, where it shows the shooter's location, as you can see, that's actually kind of the perfect, put that one on the screen. That's probably the best as you can see from that right there, you could see why, at this point, I'm convinced it was a single shooter, because it all is in line where the people on the left bleachers were hit, where the people on the right bleachers were hit, where Trump was hit, and where the hydraulic system leaked behind the bleachers, all coming from seemingly that spot. Now, if you do want to say there was a second shooter, which some believe there was, he would the second shooter would have to be within a couple degrees of the same angle so that it looks like that's the guy shooting, which I guess is not impossible or implausible, but that'd have to be where you're looking at. And we have so much footage, you'd think that we would have seen that unless the second shooter was farther off. But now you're getting into ballistics investigations. Now you're looking at evidence of where the shots hit and the caliber of the rounds, which we'd have to rely on the FBI to get that information. And I think we all know how we feel about that. Now, I still believe this is the biggest story. And it's unfortunate that my guess is 99% of the American people that are concerned about this do not trust the FBI and now probably don't even trust the Secret Service. And why would they? So there's going to have to be whistleblowers. There's going to have to be more analysis of this. But as I said yesterday, and I'll open up the phone lines now, but I only want to hear from you if you were there and you couldn't get in yesterday, or if you were at the rally, you witnessed this and you weren't listening yesterday, but you want to talk about what you saw, I will open up the phone lines again specifically for people that were there. And again, we had callers yesterday saying the whole thing was strange from the very get-go. Some people think that there were multiple shooters. Some people think that they heard things coming from multiple different areas. They thought it was fireworks. The sounds of the gun don't even make sense. I mean, I don't even want to entertain the idea that the whole thing was staged, because I don't believe that at all. People actually got shot. One person was killed. But there may be elements, if you want to go into that angle, of something being staged, because a lot of this stuff just doesn't add up. So I'm just going with what I can conclusively see for myself and logically reach conclusions on. But we'll open up the phone lines now. If you were at the rally Saturday and you want to talk about what you saw, or you want to respond to some of the things you've seen and heard since, specifically if you were there, 877-789-2539. We'll put the number on the screen. 877-789-2539. If you were at the rally and witnessed this, 877-789-2539. Specifically for people that were at the rally, we had people holding yesterday that we couldn't get on, so I said I'd open it up again if they wanted to call in, so there you go. Now, having said that, let's look at some of the other craziness here. This is the fluff interview that Kim Cheadle did after the security failure. Listen to what she says in clip 16.
Who is most responsible for this happening?
What I would say is that the Secret Service is responsible for the protection of the former president.
So the buck stops with you?
The buck stops with me. I am the director of the Secret Service. It was unacceptable, and it's something that shouldn't happen again.
The president and Homeland Security Secretary said today they had 100% confidence in you, but there are some members of Congress calling on you to resign.
I appreciate the secretary's comments, and we're going to continue to be transparent and communicate with people.
Do you plan to stay on? Absolutely.
I do plan to stay on.
So it was a massive failure. She's to blame. The buck stops with her, but she's not stepping down. And they're going to be transparent with us. Really? You're going to be transparent with us? Where are the press conferences? Where are any of the questions, any of the mysteries? Where is any of it? I mean, where do you start? Where do you end? Hey, why were there a bunch of incompetent security agents on the ground that day? Why were there a bunch of women patrolling and guarding President Trump that day that clearly were out of their element and didn't belong there and embarrassed themselves? How long did you know that there was a suspect on the scene? When was Secret Service first notified about the guy getting onto the roof? Did you stand down any extra effort for added security team, security members? Did you have a light security that day for any specific reason? I mean, I can go on and on. Where's the press conference? No, she sits down for a mainstream network news interview and says, we're going to be transparent. The buck stops with me, but I'm not stepping down. Well, why not have a press conference? Why haven't you been fired? Probably because she did her job, if you know what I mean. If you catch my drift. Now, here's Corey Mills, representative from Florida. In fact, I've gone long here, so I'll play this on the other side. This is, while the shooter was active, cops trying to get to the shooter's location. You want to talk about an embarrassment. Folks, they had a fence and they couldn't even get through it. They had to call in a vehicle to ram it down. How big of a failure is this? This is embarrassing. Look at the cops struggling to get to the shooter's location here. Literally nothing but confusion in clip 13. They don't even know what to do. And they have to call in a vehicle to ram the fence down. How is this even possible? How could you have such a massive security failure that you're not even able to get to the scene of the crime? And explain to me why somebody hasn't hopped the fence yet. What are we doing here, gentlemen? What are we doing here? A guy just shot the president, and you're trying to get through a fence. I mean, I guess you can chalk that up to incompetence. I don't even know. I mean, fear? I mean... Huh. Folks, I've been in crowded concert grounds and hopped bigger fences than that just to get out of a crowd. While probably after a few adult beverages. And you're telling me these cops are sitting there holding each other's hands, waiting for somebody to come bust through the fence, and they're just standing around? What in the hell went on last Saturday? Hey, we're going to get transparency from the Secret Service. Okay, great. When's the next press conference? When's the emergency hearing?
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work for somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got Ashwagandha Gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good Night Sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good Night Sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max. Works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we got a couple callers, eyewitnesses, one that was even in the bleachers. We're going to go to them shortly. And let me kind of present this. This is about a quarter of the segment that Republican from Florida, Corey Mills, was on CNN, you know, kind of asking the basic questions. But you know, I will say this, because this happens every once in a while. This was probably the best example I've ever seen where something happens and it kind of, it like slowly ramps up. It's like a mountain that we're climbing. And I don't know if we're quite at the top yet, but slowly but surely, everybody starts sounding like InfoWars. And I don't mean that they have the same views or we see eye to eye on everything. I mean, it's this mindset of, okay, the world is not what I thought it was. Politics are not what I thought they were. These issues are not exactly how I saw them before. And now this assassination and the stand down, okay, wait a second. So the worldview is changing. And everybody sounds like InfoWars. Skeptical about everything. Not trusting anything. Things are more corrupt than I thought. Here's Representative from Florida, Corey Mills, talking with CNN about the assassination attempt.
I've done thousands of advances. I've done thousands of counter-sniper operations with our teams in Iraq and Afghanistan, etc. The amount of negligence, the amount of mistakes that was made here, I have a very difficult time not leaning myself towards this was intentional as opposed to fecklessness.
But wait, talk to me about that. I actually heard you say this right the day after, which I wanted to ask you about. What do you mean intentional?
You know,
you mean an intentional failure on the part of?
No, I wouldn't say an intentional failure on the part of, but I got to just, you know, I sit here and I scratch my head. And you don't want to be the conspiracist. You don't want to be the person.
I'm telling you, because that's what it's leaning to.
No, I know. And that's the issue, is that you walk this fine balance of, you're not trying to be a conspiracist, but you look at it and you go, how could this have gone so?
But it's one thing if someone on the street says it. It's another. I mean, you, Corn Mills, member of Congress, former sniper, you saying it. I mean, it makes my eyebrows go up. What, when you say you're walking the line on this, intentional what?
You know, it almost seems to me, and I think that an investigation is necessary at this point within Congress, not just the FBI, not just others. You know, I look back at it and I'm thinking, all right, you know, for an individual, if you looked at the escalations and how they are trying to approach him, let's just say that it was like, okay, first we want to censor and silence you, then we want to indict and imprison you. Now we're attempting to kill you and take
you
off
the stage. Whoa. You, let's slow down.
Please.
I'm hearing two things from you. I don't want to jump ahead of things, but I'm also hearing you jumping ahead of things.
Well, actually, I'm just looking at all the different possible capabilities. You know, one of the things as a military member, one of the things as a person who's run in the special operations communities before, one of the people who's actually done this is that you look at all potential analysis, right?
Donald Trump and his team have said, I agree. Dial it back. Do not blame this on Joe Biden.
Oh, well, actually, I didn't say Joe Biden, to be completely
clear. Who's the they, then? Let's be very specific.
Well, that's what the investigation has to do. Was it local law enforcement that had made the mistakes, or was there something to it? Was there other types of things that we need to be analyzing or looking at and providing analysis? My point is that when something's so significant, you're talking about something that hasn't happened in decades, right?
My point is this.
From a perspective of someone who's actually conducted these are not difficult advances. This is not like I'm putting together a stage placement in a tight shot. This is about looking at your surroundings. What is my green, yellow, and red route, which is your routes out in case? What is my actual elements of that I need to be looking at as far as mitigating threats or risks or increased levels? Where's my range fan for the sniper that says, okay, here's my 100, my 200, my sketch. Here's an area where someone could shoot. Because here's my thing.
So let's just say it's a Royce element. You're saying this is so basic that how big the screw-up was, that's what's leading your brain down the road?
That's exactly right, in a way.
You know, I forget who it was, and maybe it was Corey Mills, but this is the right attitude to have. Screw the RNC, start the emergency hearings immediately. I think it was a congressman from Florida. I forget who it was. Maybe your crew can find it when I start going to these callers that were there. But that's the right attitude here. And look, I get it. The RNC was scheduled. It has to go forward. But, I mean, the emergency hearing should have started Monday. The emergency hearing should have started Monday. And now it's Tuesday, and what do we have? We haven't had a press conference. We haven't had a hearing. We've had a fluff interview with the failed Secret Service head, who's friends with the Bidens and the Cheneys, a diversity hire, coming up with ludicrous excuses, completely unbelievable. And so, yeah, why aren't we having emergency hearings? So they got plenty of time to cover it up. They got plenty of time to build their narrative. Now they're coming out with this Iran bullcrap. Let's go to a couple individuals that were there. So we go back now to eyewitnesses who were at the rally. And we've got two Chrises here, ironically enough. We'll start with the Chris, the lady that called in first, and then we'll go to the other Chris who is in the bleachers. So, female Chris, you're up first. Go ahead.
Me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, great. So I left the hotel at 9:30. I was about 7 miles away from the venue. As I was driving there, I noticed I didn't pass any cops other than one who was pulled off the side of the road and had his lights on. And I thought, well, that's odd. Is this the right event? Because I was following someone else. I thought that was strange because I dated a Secret Service guy back in the day. I knew how they prepared the area. Cops would be parked on the bridges. They would block off roads.
Yeah, and that's really a local police thing where they get local police to just be kind of all over the roads, specifically the motorcade route.
Right. It was really odd. So then as I'm going, I park pretty close. There are no cops in the parking area. There are no cops in the vendor area. There's no one asked for ID. No one asked for a ticket. You had to originally, you know, register to get a ticket. There was no cops in the porta potty area, and there was no cops in the food area. I noticed when we got to the metal detectors that they were kind of makeshift metal detectors, and I thought, well, this is odd. None of the metal detectors were going off at all. You had people coming through in wheelchairs, and one of my friends had a daughter in a wheelchair, and I went through first, and I was watching how they checked her and her daughter, and I thought, well, they didn't even like ask for your, you know, lift your daughter up or anything to check under her or wand under her. Cause I thought, well, what if that wasn't your daughter and you're hiding something under her? It just kind of bothered me. But, I didn't see them really looking under anything to really check it. So I was in the third bleacher. I was in the right bleacher. If you look at the three bleachers, I was in the furthest right. So
you were in the bleachers too.
Bleachers, yeah. There's the three bleachers.
So were you in the bleachers where the shots that missed Trump hit right in front of the thing that was holding up the speaker that got hit?
Yeah, two people were shot by me. And so I was praying because that's what I do, looking forward, and everybody was yelling, get down, get down. They're shooting from behind the bleachers. The shots are coming from behind the bleachers. So, and I was like, I think I was pushed down. So basically we were laying where your feet would normally be in the bleachers. So I thought, okay, all of a sudden a nurse says, move, jumps over me. And then I hear her say, I'm a nurse. And then she screams, medic. And then I get my phone and I try to, and I have that on the phone, but my hands are shaking. So there's like no normal shot there other than, the words of her screaming and stuff. So I get my camera and I take a picture between the bleachers, what's going on behind the bleacher, because they said that's where one of the shooters were. So I'm trying to take a shot and I get a shot and the police just seem like there's no event going on at all. And there is a guy laying on the ground. Somebody said someone was tackled, but of course I didn't see that. And someone else said there was a dirt bike, which I didn't see that either. But I did get the picture I have has somebody on the ground between some of the other people. But yeah, I wasn't really sure what that is. But and then whenever, and then the other thing I noticed that was weird, the music prior to Trump coming, creepy music like Disney, Celine Dion. I'm thinking, isn't Disney like dark? And Celine Dion, doesn't she have like this totally creepy child trafficking type clothing line for kids? I'm thinking,
well, I want to get back to the moment of the first shot hitting the people around you. I mean, in that moment, I mean, what were you able to kind of notice? Obviously, Trump takes the first bullet to his ear. And then they hit the bleachers behind you. They hit the two people on the bleachers. Kind of go through that. Walk me through that.
Right. I'm looking forward. I'm looking to Trump. I'm praying for Trump. So everybody else seems to be screaming. They're shooting from behind the bleachers. The shots are coming from behind the bleachers. Get down, get down. Everybody was screaming, get down. Someone shot. Like in our ear, someone shot right here. They shot him in, I think they said abdomen. They shot him in the abdomen.
Yeah, you can see that in the video. The guy in the white shirt or hoodie or something, he takes a bullet to the abdomen. You see him take the bullet.
So I did not see him take the bullet. I'm looking forward. So that I didn't see. But well, like I said, what I noticed was all women Secret Service agents, skinny guys, young Secret Service agents, short girls. I thought, well, what kind of protection is that? But, you know, that's pretty much what I noticed.
So as soon as as soon as the first shot came out, you got into a defensive position.
No, first shot came out, I'm standing praying.
Okay.
And that everybody's screaming at me to get down. So, yeah, no, I wasn't thinking safety. I was thinking pray, you know.
Now, going through all this, living through that moment, I mean, single shooter came from the spot on the roof. Have you looked into that?
Believe it was a single shooter, and the other thing was too.
You said you don't. You think there were multiple shooters?
I do, because when we looked at, when everybody heard the bullets fired, everybody looked left. I think even Trump might have looked left. There was everybody thought the bullets were coming from the front left of the stage, not high in the air, you know, far to the right. So I thought, well, what the heck, or why are we hearing it here if it's not here? But like I said, people were saying three shooters, but I don't know if anybody knew, but people on my bleachers sure seemed to think something was coming from behind. So I would have been in the bleacher where that water thing started spraying, even though we didn't feel the water or even know about it at the time.
I mean, the reason why I could see people thinking that is there could be echoes. You know, your mind tends to play games on you when you're kind of in a moment like that. That's not to discount your experience here, obviously. You know, that's just kind of what I think when I hear about multiple people. It wasn't just you. Other people we've spoken to think that there were multiple shooters as well. So when it was, when they said behind the bleachers, though, because, I mean, technically the shooter was behind the bleachers, just the ones on the far side from where you were sitting.
Right. But according to the people that were all yelling around me, they were, they thought they were behind our bleacher. So I don't think they thought the guy got shot forward backwards. They think the bullet came from the back.
How loud? How loud was it?
It sounded like firecrackers, and it sounded like firecrackers to the left of the stage. There would have been, it sounded like the first three or four bullets shots sounded like firecrackers the left of the stage. So I don't think anybody panicked at first. Everybody was like, what the heck? Someone's lighting fireworks or firecrackers?
It was, I mean, there's nothing really over there that would have caused an echo. I mean, unless maybe the speaker picked it up. Maybe the speaker picked it up behind you and it played through the speaker, and maybe that's what the sound anomaly was about.
I don't know, but we all looked there. We all looked at the same area, thinking what's happening. So, and I didn't feel that the people were scared. At least in my section, I felt they were mad. You know, it all went down and we were mad. Not like, oh my God, we got to get out of here. It was more angry.
Well, this has been an incredible witness testimony. Is there anything else you want to share?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling in.
I can show you the picture if you want the shot from behind the bleacher.
From your picture?
From my camera, taking the picture between people's legs, I have a shot that may be of interest.
Do you have any videos or just pictures?
I have videos, but they kind of stink. You know, like I said,
have you gone back and reviewed the videos?
I did. I did.
Did it indicate anything to you sound-wise or what?
No, because I wasn't recording at the time of the shot. I thought my videos were going to be too long, so I stopped it, and then when I hit it to play it again or to record again, I didn't press it hard enough, so I missed it.
Well, I'll tell you what, we can take a look. I don't know if you have a social media account or you want to email that stuff to the crew, but I'm going to put you on hold, and they can get that information from you. Thank you for your call. We'll put you on hold, and I'm going to go to the next caller. Again, this gentleman was in the bleachers. This is another Chris, but the male Chris. Chris in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
So actually I wasn't in the bleachers. I was in the seats directly in front of Trump, five rows back.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Just to the right, close to where the lady that was just talking.
So you were right by the hydraulics fluid that sprayed.
Yeah, I think she's describing that as water spraying or something.
So what's your response? What's your take on everything?
Well, I heard two shots. Bang, bang, and the second shot hit him in the ear, and they immediately tell him, get on the ground, and he's getting on the ground, and then you hear bang, 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 about seven or eight shots, hard to count them, all together, and a good long time goes by, about a good 45 seconds or so, and then you hear one more shot, and then you can hear the Secret Service say the shooter's down, and that's when they help Trump up, and then get him off stage.
Well, you know, I'm curious about something you said, because when I go back and I analyze the audio, it seems like the shooter had like two clusters of shots. The first cluster that were, you know, as good of aim as he could have in the time he figured that he had. That's the one that grazed Trump's ear and definitely hit the bleachers behind Trump from the shooter where our last caller was from, hit that hydraulic system. I'm not sure which shots hit the person that was in the bleachers in front of Trump from the shooter, but it sounds like he gets off two clusters of shots. Then I think you hear I guess this is a mystery. You know, if Secret Service had a press conference, maybe we could ask these questions. But it sounds like after his second cluster, then there's a shot back, which seems like that would be Secret Service firing back, taking him down. And then maybe the shot you're describing 45 seconds later is a second shot from Secret Service, because there's definitely that, and it's a completely different sound, by the way. It's a totally different sound than the original sounds, than the original shots. Do you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
But see, we don't know. Did Secret Service take one shot? Did they take two shots?
We'll never know. I know I was filming them, and then I just sat down and was taking pictures, and I was watching the Secret Service directly behind Trump on the roof, and they're both looking, you know, watching that direction with binoculars. And then one lays down, and the other one's pretty much on his knee, and they're looking through their scopes. And Trump is pointing at the teleprompter, you know, explaining what's on the teleprompter. And I got a picture of him pointing at it, and with those guys in the background. And then he turns, looking at the audience, and he's waving his hand a little bit, and then he looks at the teleprompter again, and you hear, bang, bang. Two shots, clear shots, and he instantly goes down, and then you hear, like, four or five more shots, bang, 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 bang. And people are screaming, and one guy, I go, get down, someone's shooting. And someone goes, no, they're not, that was the hydraulics, and the speakers fell off. And I'm like, no, that's gunfire.
I mean, this is just so crazy. And look, I mean, some people are familiar with the sounds of gunfire. Some people aren't. But normally, when it's an AR-15, I mean, it's usually undoubtedly gunfire. I mean, there's a distinctive difference between that and a firecracker.
Not a firecracker. I knew instantly it was gunfire. I assumed it was the .22 because, I'm not thinking, hey, this guy's like 150 yards away.
Well, I'm excited. I'm going to be asking Craig Sawyer, who's got about as much experience as this short of probably Secret Service would, to see what he thinks. Because, I mean, again, I'm not claiming to be some ballistics expert. Believe me, I'm not claiming to be some firearms expert. But, you know, I've shot guns. I've been to the range. And it just sounded like a .22. I mean, that's what a .22 sounds like.
Yeah, it sounded like a .22 to me. But, you know, anyways, you there?
Well, what do you think about, I mean, from your perspective, were the shots definitely coming from your left, or did you hear anything from your right, or what do you think about that?
They're absolutely to the left, and I automatically got halfway down on my chair. I have a really bad back. I halfway got off my chair and down on one knee, and I'm kind of trying to duck behind the guy that's standing in front of me, and he's like in total... Some people are in panic, and a lot of people are just kind of in awe and a daze and not knowing what's going on and just kind of standing there. So it was kind of a trippy experience.
Well, that's what's so crazy, too. And I don't know if you listened yesterday, trying to just analyze the response from the crowd. I mean, I do think there's a level of a Trump supporter, a conservative, or maybe even when we're in a group now, that there is a level of resolve, you know, there is a level of resolve there. There's a level of, you know, we're all kind of in this on the same team together. But still, you'd think there'd be some level of panic if there was an AR-15 firing eight shots off into a crowd.
But a lot of people were panicking. There was a lot of people that hit the ground and laid on. There was people right behind me, bawling behind me and crawling on her stomach to try to get out of there. So, yeah, some people were in a panic and some people were just kind of still trying to figure out what happened. You know what I mean?
I'm glad there wasn't some sort of a bum rush that resulted in people getting trampled.
Some people did run. A lot of people in the back probably didn't hear the gunfire and didn't realize, you know, maybe didn't know what was going on. I don't know. Can I say something about I got to say something about the property dividing from where the shooter is supposed to have been on this roof and where we were.
Yeah, go ahead.
With So he's actually lined up with the bleachers on the left, and then of Trump, and then behind Trump, and then to the right of Trump where she was. And they're at an angle. And so the people on the end of the left one and the one on the right bleachers were kind of in line with Trump when they were shooting. And that's why people got shot on both those corners. And the other thing is, it's not a barbed wire fence. It's just a wire fence that's dividing the property where we're at, and then the property, and then there's a little bit of a field, and then those buildings, and it's just a wire fence. And I have pictures of it before we even started. There's only one cop car in there. Whether it was somebody in there or not, I don't know. I don't see any cops or anything over there of any kind. And what's weird is later on when there was more people there, that saw that the ground slopes down. So all the people in the back, they're not seeing Trump. There's no way, because the ground slopes down. They could probably see the flag and maybe hear him. But a lot of people are going around that fence and going on that property and walking right up to the right of the stage. And there's a video of it. I see it on.
Yeah, those are the people that recorded and were yelling at police that there was a guy on the roof.
My point is, there's no security over there. And none of those people should have been over there, but they're wanting to get a glimpse of Trump, so they're walking over there, and no one's stopping them. So yeah. What was stopping a guy to get on the roof?
Yeah.
It's a total security failure, in my opinion.
Well, and look, I would say, and Chris, I appreciate your call and you sharing your story. This is criminal negligence at the very least. I would say criminal negligence on behalf of Kim Cheadle or whoever was the head of security and securing the grounds that day. Criminal negligence at the least. At the least. I don't see how you can slice this up any other way.
All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.